The Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Chav Tes Lamed Beis, quotes two different psukim for the mitzvah of learning Torah oneself and the mitzvah of teaching Torah to one's sons. The obligation to teach Torah is derived from the psukim of Vishinantam Levanecha, Vimaratam Osamas Menechem, whereas the makor for the mitzvah of learning Torah oneself is from the pasuk that appears in Parshas Veschanon, Ulamaratam Osam Ushmaratam Lasosam. Nevertheless, even though the Gemara does quote two different psukim, there is a relationship between these two mitzvahs, such an extent that, in fact, when the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, Lumo Torah Ulalamda. And even within the Gemara itself, we see that Chazal derives certain halachos concerning the mitzvah of Talmud Torah from the Psukim of Vishinantam, from the Pasuk of Vishinantam Levanecha. There are two particular drashas that I want to speak about in this shiur that appear in Kedushin and Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, which are based on the Pasuk Vishnantam Levanecha, which primarily refers to the mitzvah of teaching Torah, but nevertheless the Gemara carries over this to the mitzvah of learning Torah oneself, and based on this idea of the Rambam, that really these two mitzvahs are related to one another. The Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Amid Aleph, the second line from the bottom, quotes a braisa Tana Rabbanan Vishnantam, sheyudiv retar mechudadim b'ficha, that there is a requirement that the words of Torah should be mechudad in a person's mouth, namely that a person should become an expert, that a person should be able to have all the din of the Torah literally on his tongue. That a person should be able to answer right away. If a person has asked a question, so he shouldn't fumfkot in order to find an answer, but rather the person is supposed to try to become as much of an expert in the Torah as he can. A person is supposed to try to able to speak in any area of Torah immediately without having to look around for the answer. This is what's derived from the pasuk, Vishinantan Levanecha, Loshan Michudadim Beficha. This drasha that Chazal tell us, this is not only in terms of Musar, that a person is supposed to try to learn as much as he can in terms of just as an encouragement for us to learn, but rather this is a real din of Michudadim Beficha, and it plays a role in the following sense. There is a Gemara in Maseches Menachos and Taf Tzadites Amabeis that has a very basic machlokes concerning the nature of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. The Pasuk tells us actually in the Navi Yoshua V'Yagisa B'Yom V'Laila, in discussing the mitzvah of learning, so the Pasuk tells us that a person is supposed to learn both day and night. So the Gemara Menachos has a machlokes HaTanoim, how to understand Pshat in this Pasuk in Yoshua V'Yagisa B'Yom V'Laila, which is defining for us the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So one opinion in the Gemara is that you take the pasuk kipshuto, that v'agitzu b'yom v'layla means that a person literally is mechuyif to learn all the time. Any free second, a person is mechuyif to learn. Obviously, even according to this understanding, there are sometimes a person has to stop, a person has to sleep, a person has to eat, a person has to do certain mitzvahs. But by and large, putting aside those moments in time when a person has a p'tur, the basic chiyuv of Talmud Torah is ongoing 24 hours a day, both day and night. This is one understanding of the pasuk v'agitzu b'yom v'layla. And then the Gemara quotes another pshat, that v'agisa b'yom v'layla doesn't mean that a person has to learn literally 24 hours a day and night, but rather it means is that every day and every night a person has to learn a little bit. A person has to make sure that a day shouldn't go by without learning and a night shouldn't go by without learning. And as long as a person learns a little bit by day and by night, so he's performed this obligation of v'agisa b'yom v'layla. Then the Gemara goes on to say that according to this opinion, that a person can perform the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah even by learning a little bit in the daytime, a little bit in night times, and then it's quite possible that a fidel of Korah like Kriyashma Shachas V'Arvis Yotza, that a person merely says Kriyashma in the morning and says Kriyashma at night, so that also counts as Talmud Torah. So according to the view that V'Agis Yom V'Layla means a little bit in the day, a little bit at night, so then Meikra Din, a person would fulfill his obligation of Limud HaTorah with Kriyashma alone. Then the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim, whether we're supposed to publicize this statement. Should we tell people this, that Kriyashma is good enough, or should we not tell people this? So one day in the Gemara is that also lo madavazel lefnei ha'aretz, that you're not supposed to tell the masses, you're not supposed to tell everybody this statement, that you could be yoytzei to the mitzvah of v'agisa yom v'layla but saying Kriyashma, because then it will discourage people from learning. And then the Rava says, no, fakir, mitzvah lo madavazel lefnei ha'aretz, that we should tell people this, because Rashi explains that if you tell people, they see it's so easy to learn, as long as a person learns a little bit, so that's considered to be such a wonderful mitzvah, that the Pasuk in Yeshua promises that if a person is like, Yisba Yom V'Lai, like, Yaz Tatzlech, Yaz Tatzkil, that you're going to be successful in all of your endeavors, So says Rashi, if you explain to the people that even for a little bit of learning you're going to be matzliach, so then how much more so will they realize that if they learn even more, so they'll be even more matzliach. So that'll fakir, rather than being a discouraging factor from limud Torah, it will encourage people to learn more and more, because they'll see how easy it is. You just learn a little bit and you're successful, how much more so if you learn more. So that's a detailed machlekes in the Gemara within this opinion in Tanoim, that you're yotzei in the midst of Talmud Torah, a little bit in the daytime, a little bit at night. So it comes around at the beginning of Maseches Nedarim, and raises a very basic question, this statement of Chazal, that afilu lo kor kriyishma, the shachas v'yarvis yotzi de limud haTorah, says the Ran, what do you do with the Gemara in Kedushin and the Flamen of an Aleph? Here the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, v'shinantam levanecha, shiyudu v'etarim v'chudadim v'ficha, that a person has to become an absolute expert in kol dini haTorah. So says the Ran, who are you kidding? Who are you joking? That you're going to say kriyishma every morning and every night, you're not going to open up a sefer for your entire life. So what kind of an expert are you going to be? You may become an expert in kriyishma, but you're not going to become an expert in the rest of the Torah. So how in the world are you going to perform this mitzvah of shinantam levanecha, shiyudu v'etarim v'chudadim v'ficha? We understand this statement of Chazal, which is a real din that appears in Kedushin and Lamed Rabban Aleph, that you have to become an expert in Kol HaTorah Kula. How do you understand this in light of the fact that the Gemara says, at least according to one opinion, that it's good enough to be out in the midst of Limud HaTorah with just merely saying Krishma, Shachvas V'Yarvas? So in order to answer this contradiction, the Ran develops a brisk avort. There are two halachas within the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. That there's one mitzvah, which is the Maisa mitzvah of Talmud Torah, in the sense of, let's say, for example, there's a ma'isa mitzvah of hanochas tefillin, and there's a ma'isa mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, and there's a ma'isa mitzvah of hearing shofar. So all the ma'isa mitzvahs that the Torah tells us, so there are certain times when you have to do the mitzvah. Some mitzvahs can be done at any time. Some mitzvahs have a zman mesuyim. There's a shiur in how to do the mitzvah. You have to hear X amount of kailos. You have to put on the tefillin for X amount of time, and you have to eat this amount of food in the sukkah. So each mitzvah has a shiur, and many mitzvahs have a zman mesuyim. So too, the mitzvah of limud haTorah also, there's a shiur, and there's a zman for how to perform the ma'isa mitzvah of limud haTorah. It's one of the tayyag mitzvahs, no less than any other mitzvah. So what is the zman? What is the shiur for limud haTorah? So that's the machlekes haTanoim, that according to one Tana, it's an ongoing mitzvah all the time, 24 hours a day. It's a continuous mitzvah. You have to learn whenever you can. And according to the other Tana, no, that the nature of the mitzvah of limud haTorah, the ma'isa mitzvah of limud haTorah, is as long as there's a little bit of learning every morning, a little bit of learning every night, so you perform the mitzvah of limud haTorah the same way you perform the mitzvah of anachas tefillin. According to many poskim, you put on tefillin for 1 second a day, so then you yotzei the chiyuv min haTorah of anachas tefillin. You hear X amount of kailos of tkiyah shofar, whatever the halacha requires, then you yotzei the mitzvah, the ma'isa mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. So that's what the Gemara Menachos is discussing, the ma'isa mitzvah of limud haTorah. So it has a shiur, it has a zman, and that's the machlekes haTanoim, what the shiur, what the zman is. And that's what the Gemara says, that according to the opinion that you could be yotzei a little bit in day, a little bit in night, so then kriyishma would be sufficient for that as well. But says the Ran, there's a different aspect, there's another aspect of limud haTorah, and that's the mitzvah of yedias haTorah, that a person has to become knowledgeable in the Torah. That's not necessarily the same mitzvah, maybe two parts of the mitzvah, maybe learned out from the same psukkah, a different psukkah, whatever the case may be, but that's a totally different aspect of the mitzvah of limud haTorah. Namely, you have to become an expert in kol haTorah kula, and that's derived from the psukkim, from the pasuk of v'shilamtam levanecha shiyudu v'torah mechudadim b'ficha. So says the Ran, that din of shiyudu v'torah mechudadim b'ficha, that's not what the Gemara Menachos is talking about. That's not the issue that appears in Maseches Menachos. The Gemara Menachos is talking about the ma'isa mitzvah of limud haTorah, the mitzvah of yediyas haTorah. So there's no machlekes about that. Avad, the person has to learn whenever you can. The more you learn, the better you're going to become. If you learn shacharis v'yarvis, you learn one halacha every morning, every night. You say kriyishma every morning, every night. So you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of shiyudu v'torah mechudadim b'ficha. So in order to perform that mitzvah, there was never a machlekes how to perform that mitzvah. That's pashut. You have to learn as much as you can. The more you learn, the better kiyum you're going to have of shiyudu v'torah mechudadim b'ficha. This notion that the Ran develops for us, there are really two different parts of the mitzvah. There's a ma'isa mitzvah of limud haTorah, and then there's an aspect of havanas haTorah. So it could be this notion may be important concerning another shaila about the mitzvah of limud haTorah. Can you split the two in the following sense? Is it shaykh to have a ma'isa mitzvah of limud haTorah without having any level of havanas haTorah whatsoever? For example, a person doesn't understand a word that he's learning. A person gets to sit down, opens up a sefer, and mumbles and reads through the words. He opens up Maseches Kedushin, opens up the Chumash, opens up something, and just thumb reads through the words, and has absolutely no clue what he's saying. Is that considered to be a mitzvah whatsoever of limud haTorah? So the aspect of v'shinantam levanecha shiyudu v'torah mechudadim b'ficha, clearly he's not fulfilling, he's not contributing to that. That's a lifelong kiyum of shiyudu v'torah mechudadim b'ficha. So clearly the person who's learning and doesn't have a clue as to what he's saying, so obviously he's not getting a kiyum a mitzvah of shiyudu v'torah mechudadim b'ficha. But maybe he's still getting a ma'isa mitzvah of limud haTorah. maybe he's still performing. That means he's reading the word, he's saying the word, so maybe that's considered to be a nice mitzvah of limud Torah. So according to this notion of the Ram, that there are really two different parts of the mitzvah, so maybe we can split in this sense also, that maybe it's shayach to have the mitzvah of the nice mitzvah of limud Torah without any contribution to the kiyum of shinamta levanecha of divrei Torah chadarim b'sicha. So here, there may be a distinction between different halakim of Torah. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav suggests that maybe we can distinguish between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh, that there are really two fundamentally different ways of performing the mitzvah of limud Torah, one through Torah Shebichsav and one through Torah Shebaalpeh, in the following sense. As the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that the basic distinction between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh is that in Torah Shebichsav, this Kedusha to the Oisius, to the words themselves, are considered to be Niskadish B'Kedusha Satayra. In the sense of the words, Breishis Bar Elokim, that is objectively limud Torah, because those words are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that if a person opens up a chumash and reads through the chumash and there's no clue what he's saying, that's considered to be a ma'isa mitzvah limud Torah, because those words are considered to be divrei Torah. So the words themselves are considered to be divrei Torah, whether you understand them or not. That's considered to be a kiyum of the mitzvah of limud Torah. True, it may not enhance your v'shinamta levanecha shiud v'tar mechadar meficha, but I'll call upon him the ma'isa mitzvah limud Torah. Perhaps a person will perform. In contrast to Torah Shebaalpeh, a person opens up of mitzvah and starts reading shnayim brachos and metalos and he has no clue what he's reading. So l'chayr, that's not considered to be anything. That's meaningless. Why is that? Because the word shnayim brachos and metalos don't have kedusha per se. The Rabbanu Shalom didn't dictate to Moshe Rabbeinu the word shnayim brachos and metalos. The Rabbanu Shalom gave to Moshe Rabbeinu the concepts of Torah Shebaalpeh, all the klolim that appear and all the rules and everything that the Torah, the Mishnayis and the Gemara, everything is based on. That's all based on what was given b'Sinai. But the words themselves don't have they're not intrinsically divrei Torah in the similar sense as Torah Shebichsav. So it's the concepts, it's the notion of the understanding of the principle. That's what gives the Gemara in Kedushin its Kedushas HaTorah. So says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, a person sits and reads Maseches Kedushin and doesn't have a clue as to what he's reading. He's reading a mumble jumble. So that's nothing. That's not considered to be a mitzvah of limud Torah. That's zero, because he's not reading divrei Torah. He has to understand the notion of Torah, the notion of the principles of Torah Shebaalpeh, in order for it to be a kiyum mitzvah in the realm of Torah Shebaalpeh. So this idea that maybe there exists an idea, this distinction, that maybe you can perform the mitzvah of limud Torah in terms of at least the ma'isa mitzvah, even if you don't have necessarily a kiyum of divrei Torah b'chadarim b'ficha, so this may depend on Torah Shebichsav, that perhaps in the realm of Torah Shebichsav this may be a possibility, whereas in the realm of Torah Shebaalpeh, so it's quite possible that this doesn't exist. There is another drasha that appears on the Aflam and Maseches Kedushin concerning Vishinamta Mavanecha a little bit early on, in the first of the middle wide lines in Kedushin Laman Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, "May dechsi v'shinamtam levanecha." What is the meaning of the phrase "v'shinamtam levanecha"? Tikri v'shinamtam elam v'shilashtam. That the Gemara is a drasha that ilu it says v'shilashtam. What does v'shilashtam mean? The oilam says the Gemara, "Yishalish adam shenaisav shlish b'mikvah, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud." That a person is supposed to divide up his time in this world, in the context of his learning, to one third should be spent in mikra, learning chumash, learning Tanakh. One third should be spent in learning Mishnayos, and one third should be spent in learning Talmud. Talmud, when the Gemara uses the phrase Talmud, so basically what it means is the Gemara, even though the statement of the Gemara was predated the actual putting together of the Talmud Babli, what it means is, the Mefarshim explained, what it means is all the shock of attire, all the questions on the Mishnah. Does the Mishnah mean this? Does the Mishnah mean that? There's contradictions in the Mishnah and the Braisa. Try to figure out what's the reason of the Halacha, what's the Makkah in the Pasuk, what's the Makkah for what the Tana meant. All of this, all the Lumdus, all the background, all the information that the Fechazal and the Gemara fill in for us, that's considered to be what when the Gemara uses the phrase B'Talmud, so that's what it's referring to. So the Gemara tells us that the halacha requires, the Gemara learns the daf from a pasuk, it sounds like a real din, that a person is mechuyah to learn a third of his time Tanakh, a third of his time Mishnayos, and a third of his time Gemara. So the Gemara asks, mi yodea kamachai, how can you tell a person that first 20 years learn this, next 20 years learn that, next 20 years learn that, how he doesn't know how long he's going to live? So the Gemara says, tzricha leyoyme, what the Chazal meant was, that a person is not supposed to make a cheshbon over his entire lifetime to split up his days because he doesn't know how to do how many years he's going to live. Rather, within the days themselves, he should have a split between Torah Shebichsav and basic Mishnayos and then Gemara. So the question is, what exactly does this mean? That within the days itself, a person is supposed to split up, and what is this obligation of Vishinantam Levanecha v'shilashtam, that you're supposed to divide up your learning. So this is a big machlokes in the Rishonim, just what do the words, what do Chazal mean? So Rashi, on our sugya, explains that when the Gemara concludes v'yomei, what it means is yomei ha-shavua, namely you're not supposed to make a cheshbon, 20 years I'll learn Chumash, 20 years I'll learn Mishnah, 20 years I'll learn Gemara, but rather every week you're supposed to sit down, beginning of the week, Sunday and Monday we'll learn Chumash, Tuesday and Wednesday we'll learn Mishnah, Thursday and Friday we'll learn Gemara, Shabbos we'll chazer everything. So Rashi holds you're supposed to divide up the days of the week. So Tosfos says that they don't understand that, because the same kash that the Gemara said, that mi yodea kamachai, that the person doesn't know how long he's going to live, so when on Sunday morning, how does he know he's going to make it till Friday? So Tosfos says that can't be the pshat in the Gemara, that you're supposed to learn 2 days just Chumash, 2 days just Mishnah, 2 days just Gemara. Tosfos thinks that'll be the same problem as mi yodea kamachai. So rather what Tosfos says is that every day, the person is supposed to split up within the day itself. Some for that day, hopefully he'll make it through that day. So within each day, he's supposed to divide up a third of Tanakh, a third of Mishnayos, and a third of Gemara. This din of Vishilashtam, that a person is supposed to divide up his time of learning, whether you take Rashi's pshat, that means the days of the week, whether you take Tosfos's pshat, within the day itself. So there's a further fundamental machlekes in the Rishonim. What does that statement of Chazal mean, that Liyom Yishalish Adam Mishnoisa, the person is supposed to divide up his time within learning of these three different subjects in Torah? So there is a machlekes between Tosfos and the Rambam, how to understand this halacha. So the Rambam, in Hilchos Tamid Torah, takes the Gemara Kipshuto, that a person is supposed to divide up in terms of literally how many hours a day is a person going to learn. He has to make a cheshmer, he's going to learn 9 hours a day, the Rambam says. Then he's got to divide up each and every day, 3 hours of Tanakh, 3 hours of Mishnah, so 3 hours of Gemara. The Rambam takes the Gemara in the sense of the Yishalesh, in the sense of an even distribution of time within the three different subjects of Torah. The Rambam is Maida. The Rambam says that after a person is already a master Tanakh and Mishnah, and then if he wants, he can spend the overwhelming majority of the time learning Gemara, and then every once in a while the Rambam says he should just chazer over the Tanakh and Mishnah that he shouldn't forget. But the Rambam holds that basically if a person has not reached that level of learning yet, so a person is supposed to literally even out in terms of Yishalish Adam, in the literal sense of the word, a third of this, a third of this, and a third of this. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that how come we don't do this anymore? That most people don't sit in, a person has 3 hours to learn, so we don't find that they're evenly dividing their time. A person sits and learns Gemara, let's say, all the time. So says Rabbeinu Tam, is that a violation of our Gemara? So Rabbeinu Tam says no. That when Chazal say, Le'olim Yishalish Adam, that a person has to divide up his learning between Tosfos B'Chsav, Torah Mishnayos, and Gemara, so Rabbeinu Tam says that if a person sits and learns our Gemara, Talmud Bavli, so Tosfos says that you know why it's called Talmud Bavli, besides the fact that it was written in Bavel, it's called Talmud Bavli because it's Bolol Hakol, that everything is thrown in. That at any given Amud Gemara, so you'll find a little bit of Chumash, a little bit of Tanakh, take a look in Kedushin, the Flamud Manalat, you see Chazal quote you 15 different psukim, so when you read through a daf of Gemara, so you learn a little bit of a psukim, then Chazal on every page, usually there's a Mishnah so quoted, so you'll find, you learn a little bit of Mishnayot, and then you'll have come some kashas, terutzim, you'll have a shak of attire in the Gemara, so you'll have your Gemara. So says Rabbeinu Tam, if you learn Talmud, if you learn Gemara, we call Gemara, and Talmud Bavli every day, so you're going to perform the mitzvah of Vishinamta, Vishilashtam, you'll get a chap a little bit of Tanakh, a little bit of Mishnayot, a little bit of Gemara. So Lechayr of Rabbeinu Tam understood like the Rambam that it has to be an even distribution amongst the three subject matters in order to be a fulfillment of Vishinantam, Vishilashtam. So you're not going to get that by learning Talmud Bavli, and every single Amud of the Gemara has an even distribution. You're sitting and learning Daf Yomi, you're learning for an hour. So you're going to tell me that's going to come out the 20 minutes you spent on the Psukim, 20 minutes you spent on the Mishnayot, 20 minutes spent on the Shach of the Taya. Not necessarily the case. And Afal Pichain, Rabbeinu Tam says that's okay. Rabbeinu Tam holds that as long as you're learning Talmud Bavli, then you're fine, you have nothing to worry about. So obviously Rabbeinu Tam had a different understanding than the Rambam, whereas the Rambam understood that you have to literally have an even distribution. You have to be imamish 20-20-20. Rabbeinu Tam seemed to understand that what the din is that every day you have to learn a little bit of each. That means you shouldn't sit and learn just Mishnayos all day. You shouldn't sit and learn just Tanakh all day. You shouldn't sit and learn just plain Talmud all day. Every day you have to make sure to chop a little bit here and there. Make sure you chop a little bit of Chumash, a little bit of Mishnayos, a little bit of Gemara every day. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not necessary that it be an even distribution. V'shinan b'mishilashtam just means that you have to learn a little bit of everything every day, but there's no need whatsoever for it to be 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 20 minutes. That's where Rabbeinu Tam was free to say that it's, you could be yotzei b'dinah v'shinan b'mishilashtam by learning Talmud Bavli. And this idea that Rabbeinu Tam clearly held from, so Tosis quotes this also in the name of Amram Gaon. Tosis and Laman and Alf Kedushin and different Maschal Tricha quotes from Amram Gaon, which he had a similar understanding of Rabbeinu Tam within the din of Vishinamtam Vishalashtam. Says Rav Amram Gaon, the reason why we say Psukim every day before we get to Psukim de Zimra, so we say some Mishnayas, we say some Psukim, Yibrachas Kohanim, we say the Mishnayas Beis Hamakomon, we say the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, which is like Gemara. So says Rav Amram Gaon, why do we do that every day? In order to perform this mitzvah of Vishinamtam Vishilashtam. So obviously Rav Amram Gaon also didn't hold like the Rambam's understanding that you need an even distribution of 20-20-20. Because according to Rav Amram Gaon, after davening's over, so the guy's going to sit and learn Daf Yomi, he's going to sit and learn Gemara for the next 5 hours. And Rav Amram Gaon says that's okay, that the reason why the Ga'anim were instituted, the saying of the Psukim every day, and the saying of the Mishnayas of Eizim Makomen every day, and the reason of saying Rabbi Shmuel Omer every day, so it sounds like Rav Amram Gaon agreed to Rabbeinu Tam's idea that it's sufficient to chop a little bit of each in order to perform the mitzvah Vishinantam. But maybe Rav Amram Gaon, they wasn't satisfied. Maybe not everybody was learning Gemara every day. Maybe not everyone was learning Talmud Bavli every day. So we were afraid that maybe some people weren't going to chop the din of Vishinantam at all. So therefore the Ga'anim instituted to say a little bit of Psukim, a little bit of Mishnayot, a little bit of Gemara, even though it's not necessarily an even distribution whatsoever. So there appears to be a fundamental machlekes within the Rishonim, really a twofold machlekes, a double machlekes. First machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, how to explain the end of the Gemara. When the Gemara says Liyomei, does the Gemara mean that it's supposed to be 2 days, 2 days, 2 days, like Rashi says? Or according to Tosfos, you can't risk going the next day. You have to split within each day itself. That most Rishonim seem to say like Tosfos. But even according to Tosfos' understanding that you have to fulfill the din of Vishinantam every single day of your life, how do you perform that mitzvah? That seems to be a fundamental machlekes. Tosfos and Rav Amram Gaon on the one side against the Rambam, that the Rambam said it's got to be an absolutely clearly even distribution, whereas according to Tosfos and Rav Amram Gaon, it's not necessary to have the even distribution. As long as you have a little bit of each every day, that's okay. And then a further machlekes between Rav Amram Gaon and Tosfos, Rav Amram Gaon and Rabbeinu Tam, how do you do it? How, practically speaking, how do you get around to make sure that you get Vishinantam in every day? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you learn Talmud Bavli, you're home free. And according to Rav Amram Gaon, maybe even if you don't learn Talmud Bavli, you're also home free. If you daven every day, if you say the Psukim every day, if you say the Mishnayos, the Beis Hamakomen every day, so you're also going to be all right. This idea that Tosfos quotes in the name of Rav Amram Gaon, that one is supposed to try to say the Psukim every day, supposed to say Beis Hamakomen every day, Rav Amram Gaon seems to understand that that's based on the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, that the fundamental reason why we say these psukim and the kabbanos and all these things is to perform the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. So other Rishonim give a different understanding as to why we say the Mekayim every day, why we say the Parshas Tatamid every day. It's not because of the general mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, but rather it's based on a totally different notion that appears in the end of Masechas Menachos. The Gemara says in the Pasuk Zos Torah Sa'ola that the reason why the Torah puts the word Torah before the Karban Ola, Zos Torah Sechata, Zos Torah Sa'ashem, every Karban the Torah always introduces with the word Zos, to the phrase Zos Torah, is to teach us that if you live at a time when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so Kola Oseg Behilchas Ola, Ki'ilu Hikriv Ola, that if a person wants to bring a Karban Ola B'zman HaZeb, you can't do it. So if you learn the dinim of Karban Ola, so it's Ki'ilu you brought a Karban Ola. If you learn the dinim of Karban Chatas, it's Ki'ilu you brought a Karban Chatas. So it doesn't mean to say that you actually puffed from the mitzvah. Let's say, for example, a person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg B'zman HaZeh, so he has a Chi of Min HaTorah to bring a Karban Chatas. So yeah, it's a good idea for him to learn the dinim of Chatas, but he shouldn't think that. Here you bana mikdash, he shouldn't say, oh, no problem, I'm pata, I don't have to make a carbon anymore, because I already learned through the Mishnayos of Eizim Makom, and that's not true. That's ki'ilu hikrav Chatas. It means it's as if you brought a carbon Chatas, but lamaisi, you didn't really bring it, so avad, you have to bring it, kishe yibana beis hamikdash. But this idea that there is an inyan of learning specifically in the parts of the Torah, which is the Seder HaKarbonos, and that's considered to be Ki'ilu Hikriv Karbon, so that's a totally different reason that other Rishonim give why we say these Psukim in the mornings. According to Rav Amram Gaon, it appears that the reason why you say these Psukim is just some to perform the regular mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, and to make sure that every single Jew chaps the mitzvah of Vishinantam Vishilashtam every single day of one's life. But according to others, the reason why we single out these particular psukim, why do we dafka say Parshas Tatamid every day, why do we dafka say Eizim Kermit every day, so it's because there's a special mitzvah, there's a special aspect of learning dafka the halachas of Karbonos, because we want to be able to chop this din of There should be an afkamina between the two approaches, the approach that Tosis here gives and the approach that the other Rishonim give, whether the psukim that we say in the morning, the Mishnayos, all these things that we say every morning, whether that's just a regular kima of Talmud Torah, just a chat v'shinamtam, or whether that's a special, unique halacha of kol osik b'chosola kilukiv ola, l'chor the shah should be where the women should be encouraged to say these psukim, to say zemakayim, to say all this area, this part of that that we basically call kabanos. Should women be saying this every day or not? So if you hold that the reason why we say all these things is just to perform the mitzvah v'shinantam, so we already said in the previous year that women basically don't have an obligation of limud Torah in the full sense of the word. We said last year that they have an obligation to learn the halachas that are relevant to them, but they don't have an obligation to learn ezemakayimon. So at least that's not relevant for them right now. So if you hold that the whole reason for the saying of the psuk of the kabbalas in the morning, the mishnayos, is just for the din of just for the kiyum of vishinantam vanecha, that al dikra vishinantam vishilashtam, so some women don't have to say it. Masha enkin, if you hold that it's based on the idea of kolam Isaac but Ola Kiluk of Ola, so it's like when a Shabbat farms for sale, so then women should be encouraged to say it. If a woman violates Chilul Shabbos b'Shogeg, she also wants to make a Karmen Chatas. If she wants to make a Karmen Ola, she wants to make a Karmen Tain, the Karmen Shlomim. So all the Karbanos is not as that women cannot bring. So they should also be encouraged to say these dinim, not out to the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah that they're exempt from, but out to the special kiyum of Kala Osek the parashas Ola, Ki'ilu Hikiv Ola. So perhaps that would be a good reason why women should be saying this psukim every day, not necessarily based on that place. It's not based on this notion of Talmud Torah in general, but based on the specific aspect of Kala Osek Ba'ola, Ki'ilu Hikiv Ola. This idea of saying the parashas HaKarbanos, which again, Taisus and Asugya seems to present as just a regular din of Limud HaTorah, and others suggest that it's a real kiyum. So Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina in Maseches Brachas goes even one step further and says that the saying of Kavanas every day is not just a good idea. It's not just something that, you know, if we want to get Ki'ilu Hikiv Ola, so we should do it. But says in Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina, it's an absolute chiyuv. It's a chiyuv mamash min HaTorah for a person to say Karbanos every day. What is that based on? So he based himself on the Gemara that appears in the end of Maseches Megillah, famous name of Chazal, that Chazal tell us when Avram Avinu, at the time of the Bris Ben Absarim, so when he was promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his Klaisel are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael, so Avram Avinu asked, "B'ma'idah ki irashana," which Chazal interpreted to mean, "And what chus do I know that we're really going to get Eretz Yisrael?" So Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to bring the animals and to split the animals, and that's the symbolic of the karbanos. So Kadosh Baruch Hu responded, "B'schus ha-karbanos, Klai Yisrael are going to enter Eretz Yisrael." So Avram Avinu responded to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Tenech was Bansha based on Mikdash HaKayim. So I understand that the Jews are going to be able to maintain Eretz Yisrael when they have a base of Mikdash, because those Chus HaKarbanos will keep them going. But with Bansha, any base of Mikdash Kayim, that there's not going to be a base of Mikdash. So what's Chus are they ever going to have to return to Eretz Yisrael? What are they ever going to, and what's Chus are they ever going to be able to return to Eretz Yisrael if there are no Karbanos? So that's what the Gemara says. No. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Amar Avinu that he shouldn't worry, because Yomu Lefane Pashas HaKarbanos, that as long as Klai Yisrael HaOisek in Ochas Oil, as long as they learn the halachas of the Karbanos, that's going to be able to give them the special schus ki'ilu hikrif karban, and that's going to be able to give them the schus to return to Eretz Yisrael. So it's based on this Gemara that Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina says that you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram Avinu, this is like a Torah Sivui, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram Avinu, tell your children that not only do they have to bring Karbanos when there's a base in Mikdash, but they're mechuyav, it's not just a midas chasidus, but it's an absolute chiyav to say parshas HaKarbanos, to say the dinim of Karbanos every day, not just al tzvishinam del vanecha, but al the special din of kala osik va'ola ki'ilu hikrav ola. And Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina take this notion one step further, and they base a din min ha-Torah on this idea, mamash a din min ha-Raisa, based on this idea that there's a real chiyuv min ha-Torah to say Karbanos, based on this Maimar Chazal, which is as follows. The Rishonim are all bothered with the Kasha concerning this, both the saying of Parshas HaKarbanos and the saying of Kriyashma and the saying of Birchas Kohanim. Namely, the Gemara tells us that there's a klal, the Devarim Shebichsav Iyata Rosh HaLa'omam Bi'alpeh, that you're not allowed to just get up and say Breishas Belokim by heart. You're not allowed to get up and say Pesukim from the Chumash Ba'alpeh. The Pashas and the Gemara is that that's a real Issa min HaTorah. The Gemara in the Sefer Gittin derives this from Sukim, that Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say Ba'alpeh, and Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to put into Bichsav, And that's why the Gemara says that it was a big issue in the days of Rabbi Darnasi when they wrote down the Mishnayos. So what right did they have to do it? Isn't that a violation of this din? And the Gemara gives a whole explanation as to what prompted them to permit writing down the Torah Shabbat Peh. But the Gemara says this is a real serious problem. So all the Rishonim are bothered that we appear to violate this din all the time. We say Kriyishma, Shalom and Echsav. We say Birchas Kohanim Shalom Nachsav. We say Pashzatam Shalom Nachsav. How can you do this? So there are many different answers that are given by the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that whenever you have something which is a parsha shkur b'fi akol, if you have a parsha that everybody knows the words, then there's no issur to say it b'al peh. These Rishonim seem to be learning that the reason why the Torah prohibited to say devarim shebichsav b'al peh is because we're afraid someone's going to make a mistake. So if everyone knows Shema by heart, everyone knows. Hopefully everybody knows Parshat Torah by heart. Everybody knows Parshat of Birchas Kohanim by heart. So then we're not so concerned with saying these things by heart. That's the Shulchan Aruch quotes those Rishonim Lahalacha. Other Rishonim say the Yisr only applies when you want to be Moti somebody else. But if you're just saying it for yourself, maybe that the whole Yisr doesn't apply. They want to go and Paskins like that Shita. And then there's a third approach that's given by Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, quote, the following interesting new Mahalach as to why there's no Yisr to say these Pesukim by heart. It's quotes to the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, Maseches Brachas, is that the Isser of saying Devarim Shebichsav Baal Peh, that's a din in Liman HaTorah. Namely, that when you're learning Torah, so Torah Shebichsav is supposed to learn B'Torah Chaksav, and Torah Shebichsav is supposed to be learning Baal Peh. But there are times when the Psukim in Chumash have a dual purpose to them. Sometimes they're, most of the Torah, 99% of the Torah is, can only be used for Liman HaTorah, in the sense of, is that there's no mitzvah to say Psukim. The only mitzvah to say Psukim are, is to fulfill the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah. But there are certain psukim in the Chumash that are singled out that there's a special mitzvah to say them, not else Liman HaTorah. For example, Kriyishma. When you say the psukim of Kriyishma, so that's a kiyam of Vidibartabam, Mishach B'chov Kamecha, or Birchas Kohanim, and the Kohen Duchen, so that's a kiyam of the mitzvah of Kosev Archas B'nei Yisrael, or Parshas Chalitza, or other Parshas Mikra Bikurim. There are many Parshas that appear in the Chumash that those same psukim really can be used for one of two purposes. Either you could use them, if you sit down and you read Parshas Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim, so you yell to the midst of Liman HaTorah, and if you get up and you say Parshas Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash, holding your basket of Bikurim, then you yell to the midst of Mikra Bikurim. Or, for example, if you learn Parshas Kiseitze, at the end of Parshas Kiseitze, the Parsha of Yibam and Chalitza, so then you yell to the midst of Liman HaTorah. Whereas if a Yavama comes to Beis Din and she says in front of the Yavam, Me'ein Yavama, she says the Psukim of Parshas Chalitza, and then she's performing part of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaPsukim for the mitzvah of Chalitza. So you have a few psukim here and there in the Chumash that could do, that have a dual purpose to them. So says Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, it's obvious that when the Torah required you to do a mitzvah of Kriyas HaPsukim for Chalitza, or the mitzvah of Kriyas HaPsukim for Parshas Bikurim, there's no requirement of saying it Mitoch HaKsav. The only din of Mitoch HaKsav is only for the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, when you're learning Breishas Bar Elokim, when you're learning Atzeret HaDibros, when you're learning Parshas Re'eh, so then you have to say Psukim Mitoch HaKsav in order to perform the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, of Torah Shebichsav Mitoch HaKsav. Now, you're doing the Psukim B'Torah as mitzvahs, and then you're not mechuyev to walk around with the Sefer Torah. When you do Chalitza, you're not mechuyev every day to walk around with the Sefer Torah, to be able to say Kriyishma B'Torah Chaksav. So, says the Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, obviously the Torah permitted the saying of Psukim, Shalom B'Torah Chaksav, of those Psukim are mitzvah Psukim. Then Rabbeinu Yonah goes one step further and says, once you're going to tell me that the Torah permitted the saying of Psukim of Parshas Chalitza, Shalom B'Torah Chaksav, in the context of a Chalitza, and the Torah permitted saying Kriyishma in the context of the mitzvah of Kriyishma, says Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, you see that these psukim are excluded from the Yisr of Devarim Shebichsav Yatara Shalim B'Al Peh. That it's Ke'il, the Torah said, this Yisr of saying the Torah Shebichsav Shalom B'Torah Chaksav was never said, the whole Yisr was never said concerning these psukim. Anytime you have a mitzvah pasuk, anytime you have a pasuk that also serves the dual role, that has the kiyum of it, saying it B'Torah's mitzvah, that was never B'Chi Agavna Lo Asra Torah. The Torah never answered the psukim of Parshas Veschanan for Kriyishma, and the psukim of Parshas Kiseitze of Parshas Chalitza, and the psukim of Parshas Kisava Mikra Bikurim. These psukim were excluded from the general Isser in the Torah of Devarim Shebichsav Yatara Shalom B'Al Peh. Even says Rabbeinu Yonah, if you say a Torah Shalom B'Al Torah, even though you're not having a Chalitza right now, you're not bringing Bikurim now, you're not saying Kriyishma now, you're sitting and learning Chumash, and you have your Mavis Edrin, you're up to Parshas Veschanan, you're sitting and learning Parshas Kiseitze, Parshas Kisavo, you're doing a Torah Shalom B'Al Torah. So says Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, that's also not considered to be a violation of Devarim Shebichsav Yatarasha LaOmran B'Al Peh. So now that Rabbeinu Yonah says that there are certain psukim that you have a Ptur. Certain psukim, the Torah gives you a freebie. Certain psukim you're allowed to say about peh. Then mufka from the yisuf of dvarim shebichsav yeta rasul liyum peh. Then Rabbeinu Yonah says to the punchline, and he says, there's another series of psukim that's also considered to be a mitzvah. What is that series of psukim? Parshas Atamid. Why is the mitzvah to say Parshas Atamid? Where does it say in the Chumash to say Parshas Atamid? So Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this gemara in the end of Masechet Megillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Avraham Avinu to tell his children to say Parshas HaKorbanos Bizman HaKorban, and he understands that that's a real chiyuv min HaTorah. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, since the psukim of Parshas HaTamid fall into the category of psukim like Kriya Shema, like Parshas Chalitza, like Mikra Bikurim, to such an extent that the Torah prohibition of Dvarim Shebichsav Yitah Rashad Lomi Yapeh doesn't apply to Parshas HaTamid. So you see the Rabbeinu Yonah took this notion of saying Parshas HaTamid so seriously that it's a real thin min HaTorah, and it leads to a kula. It leads to the kula that these psukim are exempt from the mufka, from the isser of Dvarim Shebichsav, which is a real isser min HaTorah, according to the seems to be the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim. So I'll call upon him this idea of saying psukim, what we call saying karbanos in the morning, that this is based on the din of neshama parmes vasein of ke'ilu hikrivola, etc. This is one mahalach to explain what the saying of psukim is all about, whereas the Tosfos in our sugya quotes from Rav Amram Gaon an entirely different shot, that it's based on the idea of vishinamtam vishilashtam, that you're supposed to say a little bit of mikra, mishnah, and gemara every day. So Rav Amram Gaon understood that's good enough to say just a little bit. You don't have to actually literally split up your day that way. As long as you have a chap a little bit here and there, that's all right. Which is in effect the same as Rabbeinu Tam, who permitted just learning Talmud Bavli all day, which would also be a key, which appears to be what the Minhag HaOlam has to follow Rabbeinu Tam. So this is all in contrast to the Rambam. The Rambam Shita seems to be that Vishinamdam Vishalashtam is literally that you have to evenly distribute your time, and according to the Rambam, Pasha saying a couple of psukim here and there in the morning wouldn't be good enough, and just learning Talmud Bavli, Pashas wouldn't be good enough. According to the Rambam, it has to be an equal distribution, except even if the Rambam agrees that if a person has reached a point that he knows all of Tanakh already, knows all of Mishnayos already, so then even the Rambam would permit one to basically spend the focus of most of his day on the Gemara, and as long as one Chaz is here and there, the Torah Shebichsav and Chaz is the Mishnayos, that would be acceptable. But again, this fundamental like is in the Rishonim, how does one perform the mitzvah of Vishilashtam? Does it mean that it's even distribution? Or does it mean as long as no day goes by without a little bit of Tanakh, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Gemara? Perhaps according to these Rishonim, that would also be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Vishilashtam.